It's 5 o'clock on Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott C.
And good afternoon, I'm Maria Chaleos.
Our top story on the 5 o'clock report, the flashes and booms of fireworks are an assault on the senses, but so is the smoke that's left behind. Utah's air quality monitors say it's reason for concern this coming weekend. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the story. Paul?
Well, Scott, it's the fireworks and the recent brush fires that are causing concerns for environmental officials in Utah. DEQ spokesperson Donna Kemp Spangler says they're seeing similar kinds of pollution that they normally see in winter. However, it's made even worse by the high levels of ozone that we do see in the summer normally.
It's not necessarily the commercial ones where people are concentrated in one location. It tends to be where they're kind of spread out.
Kemp Spangler says spikes of bad air can come and go rather quickly, sometimes lasting only an hour. She also says that Ogden gets these spikes quite often. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A new wildfire sent gray smoke plume climbing over the waters of Strawberry Reservoir today. Mike Erickson with the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire and State Land says it's in a stand of pine trees, but probably won't go much beyond that.
It's in this patched conifer, but as soon as it hits the sagebrush, the life fuel moisture in the sagebrush is so high it's just going out.
The fire is currently about 35 acres in size.
Pyrotechnic experts are prepping for this year's Independence Day display in Washington, D.C.
Celebrating Independence Day on the National Mall couldn't be any more perfect. The fireworks are launched from the Lincoln Memorial for a 17.5-minute show. Chris Santori with Garden State Fireworks.
There's just so much going on, so much intensity that it's worth every second.
It takes nearly a week to set up the 2,400 shells for the July 4th fireworks display. Stephanie Ramos, ABC News, Washington.
Utah troopers are bracing for the most drivers on the roads for the 4th of July in 9 years. They are on the lookout for troublemakers.
Tony Loamanu of Taylorsville sees too many drivers well above the speed limit.
Sometimes you're going through those people go crazy on a highway, you know. You have to slow down to let them go, you know, before they hit you.
The UHP will have an extra 189 troopers on highways this holiday weekend. After a bad start to the 100 deadliest days of summer, Sergeant Todd Roy says drivers are heeding words to do better.
The last week, haven't heard much about that, which is good. Me not reporting fatalities to KSL Radio is a good thing.
AAA estimates 43 million travelers nationwide, 3.1 million of them in the Mountain West. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
The casualty numbers from the Istanbul explosion are staggering.
Now with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, Maria, a woman who worked in airport catering has died at the hospital, so the death toll rises to 42 in the Turkish airport attack. More than 200 injured, none of them Americans, as best we can tell. So was it the work of ISIS? They're still guessing at the State Department.
To my knowledge, there is no credible claim of responsibility at this point, but that's not very surprising because, at least in most instances, if not all, ISIS has not claimed credit or responsibility for attacks that are perpetrated inside of Turkey.
A State Department spokesman there. President Obama says he's going to keep on negotiating the TPP. The Trans-Pacific Trade Deal is giving Donald Trump fits.
I know every form of trade. Fair trade, good trade, bad trade, free trade. There's hundreds of names.
And he says TPP would be bad trade. Even Hillary Clinton opposes it, but Obama reaffirmed today. It's full speed ahead. Bloomberg News is reporting Hillary Clinton's top aide was uncomfortable with the boss using a private email server. In a deposition, Huma Abedin admitted a couple of times that private server kept Hillary from getting her job done at State. Notice any difference in your Facebook news feed today? They've tweaked the algorithm so you see more posts from your friends and fewer news stories. Less New York Times, more pics of people's food. Yum. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
It's dinner time.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. Utah Democrats are breaking ground by selecting Misty Snow as the party candidate for the U.S. Senate during yesterday's primary election. Snow is the first transgender candidate in a major party to run for Senate. That's drawn national media attention. Snow tells KSL's Doug Wright she believes it can inspire others.
People all over the country see these races. They see the news on it. They're like, you know, hey, you know, being a member of the LGBT community is not a barrier to pursuing a career in politics or pursuing a career in any other field they might be interested in.
Snow, who describes herself as a Bernie Sanders-style Democrat, will face incumbent Republican Mike Lee in November.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meeks.
The Davis County Drive stacked up and slow northbound I-15 from downtown to the north interchange, and again, the typical slowing as you're going northbound I-15 from Lagoon through Layton, northbound Highway 89, also heavy and slow, Farmington, Fruit Heights, and headed towards Kaysville. The emergency traffic that we've had southbound on I-15 is due to an accident, 2100 south, now to the left, but it caused traffic delays back to downtown. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Doug Wright Show coming up from 9 to noon tomorrow. Last time on Doug Show.
What can I say? This is Star Swain. You'll hear a little coaxing at first from a friend, but then listen to Star's version of the national anthem. And picture in your mind, if you're not going to be watching, this is in the Lincoln Memorial.
That's Doug Wright. Morning starting at 9:06. Back to the 5 o'clock report. 22 minutes of the most important news, commercial free, on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:07. An app to help teens in crisis is turning out to be a new type of success story. Canyon School District spokesman Jeff Haney says he's been told more teens are sending messages through the Safe Utah app that are about their friends.
They see their friends going through difficult times and wonder how they can help their friends, or at least want to refer their friend to the counselors there for the help they need to get through the challenging times.
More counselors and clergy members are being trained to outreach through the app to help any teens that they see with suicidal thoughts, bullying, harassment, or substance abuse issues.
Federal Food and Drug Administration is taking a look at hand sanitizers. ABC's Mark Remillard has details.
As part of an effort by the FDA to go back over decades-old chemicals that never received federal reviews, the agency is now requesting more studies on hand sanitizers. The agency says it wants to see if they work as well as manufacturers say they do, and if there are any health effects from them being absorbed into people's skin. The FDA says the requests do not mean they consider hand sanitizers ineffective or unsafe.
The Flint water crisis could become a whole lot more real to members of Congress. Lead has turned up in the drinking water at House Office Building in Washington, D.C. The architect of the Capitol informed lawmakers this week that lead levels in the historic Cannon Building are slightly above EPA standards.
A Washington state nurse says she had the last laugh as she quit her job.
Maybe you've thought about how you would quit your job. Sarah Childers did it her way on a vanilla cake from Walmart. Childers had it with her nursing job at Western State Hospital.
It's just one of the worst places right now.
Childers resigned by having a cake delivered to the hospital that said, "I quit." She signed her name on it, noting in frosting that it was an official notice.
A lot of the coworkers liked it.
In fact, she says her now former coworkers enjoyed the goofy goodbye. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The hunt is on for a large snake seen feasting on a beaver in Maine. Now, police in Westbrook say the 10-foot-long snake finished its meal this morning, then swam across the river and disappeared into the brush on the other side. Residents are alarmed because children swim and feed ducks in that section of the river.
Sketch up to date now with Triple Team Traffic. First, here's Ricky Meese. Ricky, we got emergency coverage.
Yeah, and we are quickly coming out of this because the accident southbound I-15, 2100 south, now out of traffic, but you still have delays back to downtown Salt Lake City. You're still going to see slowing as you're going from South Salt Lake to Sandy, and again approaching Bangor Highway, southbound I-215's west belt. Heavy and slow between I-80 and the Maverick Center, and we have some westbound slowing on I-80. There was an earlier accident passing State Street, but you're going to see some slowdowns just before 7th East, almost to I-15. Dave Meekum.
The delays in Utah County are waiting for you from right at the bottom of the point of the mountain, heading southbound on I-15, down past SR-92 and just beyond 2100 North and Lehigh. In that stretch, you're going to be on the brakes quite a bit. Northbound traffic on I-15, just a little minor slowing north of the Lehigh Main Street area. The rest of I-15 throughout Utah County moving along in pretty good shape at freeway speed. Mark?
We've held off any major wrecks rolling out of South Salt Lake and in through downtown and into Davis County, but you still have the traffic delays about, we're going to say, 4th South downtown up to the North Interchange, then in Davis County between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall. As usual, Highway 89 delays overflowing up to Fruit Heights as well. If you have 30 minutes, ARUP Blood Services needs all blood types to store up for this month's holidays. Learn how you can save a life. Visit UtahBlood.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And here's Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description of the upcoming day.
Thanks a lot, guys. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures will be in the low 90s with partly cloudy skies and a few isolated thunderstorms. Where those thunderstorms pop up, look for some gusty winds around them. That will be the story as we head through the evening. Temperatures by 8 o'clock will be in the upper 80s, mid-80s by 9 o'clock, low 80s by 10. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now, 96 degrees downtown.
Some veteran wheelchair athletes got a chance for another sport and got a thrill. We'll have more on that coming up at 5:15.
In depth now in one of our top national stories, and here's Jeff Kaplan at the KSL National News Desk.
A business idea, Scott, Maria, no one in Utah or America is doing this, I think. Ready? Open a mermaid school. I'm serious. There's an article in today's New York Times reporting that France has gone crazy for mermaid school and not for little kids. Seems the Disney movie is huge there, so a water ballet performer from Vegas named Julia Sardella got this great idea and opened a mermaid school in Marseille. Students are given high fashion tops and a mono fin, and they take classes in mermaiding. They get a sweet underwater workout. There's no sweat. They say it's great for your abs. 500 people took the introductory course. Julia Sardella is expanding to Paris and Monaco. This might be an awesome idea for Utah, but with two improvements. First, do it for little kids here, right? All those little tiny Disney fanatics. Imagine all those little urchins flipping their fins for your fabulous profit. But here's the suggestion to make it a goldmine. Ready? Forget mermaid school. Mermaid University. Turn up the pressure, have parents max out their credit cards for tuition. Sure, they'll carp, hire instructors who can't swim, hand out degrees that are less than official. Now, people might call you shellfish for charging top dollar at Mermaid U, but if you're following the Donald Trump business model, you won't be the one who ends up underwater. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Just about 20 years too late.
How long do you have to hold your breath? That's the other thing, too. All right. Other news we're following. Some athletes taking part in the National Veterans Wheelchair Games in Salt Lake City got a chance today to trade their wheelchairs for a bobsled. 50 veterans took to the track at the Utah Olympic Park. Air Force vet Jesse Graham was among them. Graham was drawn to the games by the level of competition.
I was always into sports and very active before, and after I got injured, I was determined to basically get right back into sports as quick as I could.
Now, more than 600 vets are in Utah for the games. They will last through this week.
People are crossing the country to attend this year's Rainbow Family of Living Light and connect with others that they feel share their goal of peace, love, and illumination. But hosting up to 10,000 people in primitive campsites on a Vermont mountainside has strained the resources of the U.S. Forest Service. Utah has had similar issues with past Rainbow Family gatherings here.
One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, a self-described Utah militia leader accused of trying to bomb a BLM building in Arizona went back to court today. New details about the case emerged during a detention hearing for William Keebler. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley has been following the case. So, Dave, what came out in court today?
Well, an FBI agent took the stand and told a judge Keebler actually cased mosques and military facilities before settling on the BLM cabin as his target. As we previously reported, Keebler was busted last week, and prosecutors say he had placed this inert device that was prepared by an undercover operative on that cabin. He had also been in Bunkerville, Nevada during the Cliven Bundy standoff in 2014 and was friendly with rancher Lavoy Finicum, who was shot and killed by Oregon State Police during the wildlife refuge takeover last winter. Prosecutors want Keebler kept in prison while he's awaiting trial. His defense attorney says the government's really overstating how much planning was done. The judge has not yet made a decision. Scott, Maria.
All right, thanks, Dave. Turning this hour on the 5 o'clock report, have you ever noticed people's handshakes seem a bit more limp fish now than in the past? Some occupational therapists say that there's a reason for that.
Yeah, all the texting and Snapchatting are giving your thumb a workout, but they're not doing anything for your hand strength. In fact, a recent study found the hand grip strength of millennials is lower than that of adults in 1985.
Who knew? Strength is measured with a dynamometer, and an instrument that people squeeze as hard as they can. Now, the average grip strength fell 11% in the last 30 years for both men and women.
Put down the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The latest from ABC News coming up in 1 minute.
I've been hearing more and more from folks who say I'm running into more and more snakes when I'm trail running or hiking. Well, the Doug Wright Show goes reptilian. We're going to go to Hogle Zoo. We'll talk about safety around our friendly reptiles on the next Doug Wright Show.
KSL News Time, 516, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
reports are more teens in Utah using a new app, not just to seek help for themselves, but more to get help about friends they're worried about. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, fireworks and brush fires are bringing haze to the skies of northern Utah. State air quality staff say the small pollution particles are similar to wintertime smog, but they are also combined with the typical summer ozone.
Third, traffic and weather.
Delays in Lehigh, southbound I-15. They're going to start prior to SR-92. We're also seeing slowdown set in solid westbound on the 21st South Freeway between I-15 and the West Belt. And now some slowing northbound I-15 from 2100 south into downtown. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've seen more clouds around today. Temperatures still in the mid to upper 90s with some thunderstorms popping. I'm Kevin Eubank.
96 degrees downtown.
Now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Trying to reassure U.S. neighbors on immigration, President Obama in Ottawa for the North American Leaders Summit said anti-immigration sentiment, born out of fear and anger, has been exploited by demagogues in the past.
Politicians, some sincere and some entirely cynical, will tap that anger and fear.
The president, addressing Canada's parliament, didn't name Donald Trump and said he's not worried about Americans following that path. On the stump in Bangor, Maine, Trump was touting his international business experience.
I know every form of trade. Fair trade, good trade, bad trade, free trade. There's hundreds of names.
Turkey says 42 people were killed in the Istanbul airport attack. It's increasingly convinced Islamic State was behind it. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the U.S. stands by its NATO ally.
These kinds of vicious attacks only reinforce our determination to work with the government of Turkey to counter the scourge of terrorism.
Update on Zika. Rear Admiral Ann Schuchat is deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We're right now following nearly 500 pregnant women in the United States, both in the territories and in the 50 states, who have Zika infection in pregnancy.
The mosquito-borne virus is linked to a particularly horrific birth defect. Puerto Rico's been really hard hit.
Mosquito season is here. Cases are increasing. In Puerto Rico, more than 1.1% of blood donors had evidence of infection that week, in a single week. And we know that the mosquito season in the southern states is also arriving.
Legislation providing some relief to debt-hobbled Puerto Rico passed a hurdle in the Senate. A final vote could come tonight. The bill has already passed the House. The U.S. territory has a $2 billion debt service payment that is due on Friday. On Wall Street, it was an up day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing ahead 285 points. The NASDAQ an 87-point gainer. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth on the 5 o'clock report. It's a ride that lasts just over a minute and reaches speeds of nearly 70 miles an hour. A
group of paralyzed veterans got the chance to take a ride down the bobsled track at the Utah Olympic Park today. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
50 veterans taking part in the National Veterans Wheelchair Games traded their chairs for wheeled bobsleds at the Olympic Park. For people like Renee Peterson, it was a thrill.
It was better than any roller coaster I've ever ridden.
Peterson says he'd actually like to take part in the bobsled in the Paralympics one day. The Army vet actually skipped an event where he was competing today so he could be here at the track. He's competing in many of them, including slalom and rugby, and says he wouldn't miss the games.
Big reunion. We don't judge each other for our characters. And because we're in wheelchairs. It's just one great big family. We show everybody that people that are disabled could do things too.
Jesse Graham is here for the same reason.
The competition, the activity, the camaraderie, just all of it that entails in athletics.
Graham broke his neck in a snowboarding accident 2 years ago, but that didn't stop his athletic drive.
I was always into sports and very active before, and after I got injured, I was determined to basically get right back into sports as quick as I could.
And they do get competitive.
Once you get into the competition, before your friends, during the competition, just like in all regular sports, and then afterwards you have to make up.
The games go through the end of the week. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
What a great opportunity for those veterans.
For
I mean, such a thrill.
They have a chance that I would love to take someday.
I've done that. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to go down that track. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time, 519. And let's get you up to date on traffic. And Ricky Meese, our problems getting a little bit better out there.
Just a little bit. In fact, KSL travel times are starting to improve. But you're still looking at about a 17 to 20-minute commute southbound I-15 for your KSL travel time from downtown to the south interchange. So slowdown still in place. In fact, they continue through Sandy and into Draper. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow from 106 south to the south interchange. The 21st South Freeway westbound backed up between I-15 and the West Belt, and southbound I-215's West Belt delays between I-80 and Taylorsville. Dave Meekum?
Not much change on the north end of Utah County. That means slow traffic for you right at the bottom of the point. Down past SR-92, the ramps there and Thanksgiving Point, that's the heaviest part of it, down to stop-and-going spots. And then you're in that slow traffic down past 2100 North and 1500 North before you start to see improvement. The northbound delay is starting to get heavy once again, approaching Lehigh Main Street up to almost 1500 North in Lehigh. Mark?
A little bit rough, rolling out of South Salt Lake through downtown up to the North Interchange. Now it's delayed most of the way. You get a bit of a break. And then in Davis County, Farmington to Layton Hills Mall is mostly slow. Highway 89 overflowing delays up at Fruit Heights, and you are getting some delays right now on 215 at the north end coming up from I-80. Make more room for relaxing, entertaining, and more with a low-rate home loan from Mountain America. Learn more and apply at macu.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, we're cooler today than we were yesterday, but we have a chance for thunderstorms through the weekend. Here's Kevin Eubank with the KSL 7-Day Family Forecast.
Temperatures today have been in the mid-90s under partly cloudy skies with a few thunderstorms popping around the state. These afternoon thunderstorms will be back on Thursday and Friday afternoons. Highs will be in the low 90s with overnight lows in the 70s here in Salt Lake City. Little drier pattern in for the weekend, so low 90s and partly cloudy for Saturday, Sunday. But by the 4th of July, mostly sunny and mid 90s in northern Utah, sunshine in low 100s across southern Utah. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake, mostly sunny skies, 96 degrees.
And time now for Zions Bank, speaking on business, and here is Chris Redgrave.
Our series on entrepreneurs continue today with yet another great startup, Revival Outlet. It was during his service mission to Bogota, Colombia, that Emerson Hammer found the inspiration for his company, Revival Outlet. He saw shoes made out of tire treads and thought, why not try something like that at home? So after returning home, he got to work and created Revival Outlet. Revival Outlet is an upcycling company that takes old recyclable rubber and turns it into fashionable accessories. Right now, their main product is belts made from bike tires and treads. Emerson is currently working on prototypes for shoes, which he hopes to get on the market within the next few months. The belts are sold on consignment through local bike shops, and right now he's in 9 shops in California, and he's working on expanding to his website and into more shops. Emerson is a self-proclaimed dumpster diver and collects tires, treads, and chains from 9 different bike shops every week. He repurposes these materials into unique product lines. His engineering major has come in handy when constructing these products, and he has a knack for making something out of these recycled products. Revival Outlet's slogan, bringing life back, highlights the idea that every accessory has its own story. In addition to being environmentally friendly, the products are one of a kind. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
If you're a small business owner, you know that money means nothing if it's not working for your business. Put it to work doing the things your business has to do so you're free to focus on the things you want to do. Zions Bank Cash Management Services can help you optimize cash flow, streamline payments, and reduce risk. And with Anytime Gateway Mobile, you can tackle your most common cash management tasks on the go. Learn more about Zions Bank's complete suite of cash management products by visiting zionsbank.com. May be subject to credit approval and agreement. Fees may apply.
Can't wait, can't wait. Jump in the car and make your getaway to Logan, Utah. We've got the best of all worlds. Think about it. Outdoors, fishing, hiking, and wildflowers in the National Forest, just 10 minutes from downtown. And you know that Logan is Utah's heart of the arts. Free concerts at the Tabernacle Monday through Friday and live shows at the Lyric Repertory Theater. Tickets are on sale now for Utah Festival's summer performances, including Peter Pan. Step back in time at the American West Heritage Center or take a true taste of Cache Valley with our self-guided food tour. Cookies and chocolate and cheeses, oh my. Log on to Explore Logan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
I won't grow
Get your tickets now. Utah Festival in Logan presents fantastic professional productions of Peter Pan, Showboat, Porgy and Bess, Ragtime, and Puccini's Trilogy with a full orchestra. It's a festival, so from July 6th to August 6th, there are 139 concerts, lectures, interactive classes, backstage tours, and more. Ticket prices are unbelievably affordable, the scenery and costumes are spectacular, and the performances are brilliant. UtahFestival.org. That's UtahFestival.org.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
Watching Utah's Money, a popular mapping service just got an upgrade. Google Earth is now using a newer NASA satellite to get crisper, clearer pictures. Google says the Landsat 8 satellite takes pictures more frequently with more detail, so the next time you look up, you may want to smile.
KSL Drives brought to you by Kengar Volvo, safety first. Porsche unveiled its second-generation hatchback yesterday. The new four-door car looks more like a sports car than the first version, and the company promises that it will drive more like one, too. The Panamera Turbo is powered by a 550-horsepower turbocharged V8 engine, but it will cost you a cool $150,000 to take home.
Apartment rents continue to rise across the U.S. Utah is no exception. According to the Consumer Price Index, the average rent in May hit an all-time high of $1,282 a month. Rents climbed 5% in the first half of 2016, but wages are not keeping pace, and that's making it hard for millennials to save up to buy a house.
The Dow closed at 17,695. That's up by 285 points. The NASDAQ gained 87, and the S&P 500 was up by 35 points.
Summer has finally kicked into full gear. Your holiday weekend will probably involve a lot of celebration, but it's also important to keep safety in mind. KSL News Specialist Debbie Dejanovic has the story.
The weekend is a time to relax with family and friends, watch fireworks, and eat as many hot dogs as you possibly can.
Well, traditionally, the 4th of July holiday weekend is the deadliest on our roads. That's nationwide and here in Utah. In fact, just 2 years ago in Utah, we lost 10 people on our roads.
Tonight at 5, the essential safety tips to remember as you head home from your 4th of July festivities. Debbie Dejanovic, KSL News Radio.
Straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, a missing hiker's disappearance no longer a mystery.
And we've got slowdowns on northbound I-215 at the north end. We'll get you an update with Triple Team Traffic coming up next. It's that time of year, and you want your home to be refreshed, especially for all those summer parties you're going to have. Maybe it's just the kids coming in and out of the house. Maybe it's the pets coming in and out of the house. But you need your carpets cleaned, and you need to call our friends at VCS Carpet Cleaning to do it.
You know, these are the guys that we call every single time. We won't call anyone else. These guys are considerate of your time. And every time they come out, they do a great job. And they're the experts. Boy, when I've had tough spots to get out, these guys can do it without damaging your carpet.
They've cleaned businesses and houses. They were out to my house just a couple of weeks ago. And I'm always stunned at how great the carpet looks when they're done. They got stains out that I thought never would come out.
And you want to take advantage right now of their $99 sizzling summer savings because it's not going to last long. Now, this is the industry best special, so call today and mention the $99 special.
Call them at VCS. Here's the number, 801-226-6827. 801-226-6827. VCS guarantees to amaze you.
An epic news event. As Britain votes to leave the EU, the Prime Minister resigns as outraged voters rise up against the establishment. Sound familiar? When the big news breaks, the choice is easy. Stay with the story on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Time for an update of Triple Team Traffic. How are we doing, Ricky Meese?
Delays, Scott. Southbound I-15, your usual slowdowns between downtown to Bangor Highway. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow between 123rd South up to the South Interchange. Some spots of slowing both east and westbound on the 21st South Freeway between I-15 and the West Belt. And if you're traveling southbound I-215's West Belt, you have your usual delays between I-80 and Taylorsville. Dave Meekum.
Watching a lot of very slowly moving traffic from about 4200 north right down at the bottom of the point of the mountain coming into Utah County right now. And that gets down to stop and go, pretty heavy bumper to bumper from SR-92 down past Thanksgiving Point. When you get past 2100 north, you'll start to see that improve a little bit and clear it up for you by the time you get to Lehigh Main Street.
Pretty heavy delays northbound on I-15 right now between American Fork Main Street and Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
You're pushing 30 minutes KSL travel time, Salt Lake City to Farmington. Worst of the delays, South Salt Lake to the North Interchange. Davis County delays, Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall. Fruit Heights delays, Highway 89 northbound. Snowbird's new mountaintop restaurant, The Summit, is now opening daily during the summer. Dine at 11,000 feet while enjoying spectacular views of the Wasatch. Details at snowbird.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it's a hot day. Let's see what's coming with Kevin Eubank.
Another hot day around Utah with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s here along the Wasatch Front. We do have partly cloudy skies, and there have been a few isolated thunderstorms popping up around Utah, and that's going to be the story for the next couple of days. Temperatures will be in the low 90s on Thursday and Friday in Salt Lake with those isolated storms, especially in the afternoons. A little drier, though, as we head into the weekend. Low 90s, partly cloudy here in the north, and near 100 degrees in the south. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And joining Matt Dixon Saturday at Kengarf Riverdale, stop by for free swag and test drive the all-new Civic or Pilot. Kengarf Riverdale Saturday with Amanda Dixon and KSL.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 531. Sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, and it's hot, 96 degrees.
And delays remain in Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties on I-15. I'm Mark Jackson.
Our top story this hour, a hiker's mysterious disappearance and the discovery of a boot in Little Cottonwood Canyon are now undoubtedly connected. Unified Police say they've solved the missing persons case. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. Paul?
Scott, DNA testing has confirmed the human foot found in a boot in Little Cottonwood Canyon last year belongs to a missing hiker who disappeared in 2012. Unified Police Detective Ken Hansen says a hiker found the boot near the Hellgate area last year and that the remains belong to Corey Ellers. Hansen says Ellers' parents have been supportive of the investigation.
I think that when you lose a child like this, regardless of the age, that there never really is closure. But only the people who've lost children, no matter what the age is, would understand that.
Hansen says it appears Ellers took a long fall and was buried under rocks falling on top of him. The recent snowmelt appears to have moved those rocks enough for the boot to be found. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A Santa Clara man has vanished, and no one seems to know why. Police say David Heisler's car was last seen at 3 a.m. on Sunday in his parents' driveway. He's not been seen since. Santa Clara Police Officer Chad Holt says the family reported him missing.
He has no reason to be missing. You know, he has missed work. It's not typical of his behavior, and he just... There's no reason he should be missing at this point.
Heisler lives with his daughter at his parents' house. Investigators say some items are also gone from the home, and they are treating the situation as suspicious.
We're learning new details how the terrorists in Turkey pulled off their deadly attack.
Now with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk.
Nobody's claimed responsibility. Fingers are being pointed at ISIS, but there's no proof. We're finding out from video how the attack played out. First, at curbside, one of the three attackers opened fire and blew himself up. The carnage and the diversion allowed the other two terrorists to slip through the doors, one blowing himself up at arrivals, the other launching his attack at departures. 42 people killed, 200-plus injured. The State Department says no Americans were hurt. Donald Trump is sticking to his plan to highlight famous sports figures at the Republican convention. It's well known he's reached out to Mike Tyson, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger. Mike Ditka, also said to be on the short list.
Donald Trump, to me, he's refreshing.
ESPN dumped the ex-Bears coach because he's a hardcore Trump supporter. Why sports figures instead of politicians on the convention stage? Trump likes winners. Violence in Rio ahead of the Olympics. 10 people killed, 50 schools shut down in the past 9 days as police try to capture a drug kingpin named Fat Family. It gets worse. Right near the Olympic volleyball venue in Copacabana, a foot and other body parts have been found on the beach. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Utah officials hope to go through 2 4th of July weekends without a deadly car accident. The roads will have an additional 189 troopers on patrol. Like them, Tony Loa Manu of Taylorsville sees too many drivers going well above the speed limit, especially in construction zones.
But they want to get to work on time and those kind of stuff. That's why, you know, they don't want to get late. But you're right. You know, you're supposed to be slowed down.
AAA expects the most drivers since 2007 to be on the road this Independence Day. The UHP says it's the deadliest of all holiday travel periods. As usual, troopers say slow down, buckle up, put away all those distractions, and report any bad drivers.
This summer, more clergy and school counselors are training on a new app called Safe Utah to help teens in crisis. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The Safe Utah app is free. It connects 24/7 to a licensed counselor at the University of Utah. It began being used last school year in the Canyon School District, where spokesman Jeff Haney says,
some of the messages that are sent aren't necessarily about the student who sends them. They're about their friends.
Haney says teens text more than they call.
We have heard success story after success story.
Clergy around Utah now being trained more to help teens in their care, and the app will expand to more secondary schools this fall. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on Utah's Afternoon News, a Utah Democrat making national headlines, rather, after her primary election win yesterday. We'll tell you why.
And Triple Team traffic.
Crews clearing an accident westbound I-80 about State Street on the right shoulder, but slowdowns on the eastbound side, I-15 to 7th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:36.
The following is based on 3.38 and 2.62 APR, NMLS 245422.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and haven't I always told you this? American Loans has the lowest rates and costs available. I've been saying this for years and years. 3.25% on 30 and 20-year loans, and only 2.5% on 15-year loans. Let me repeat that. 3.25 on 30 and 20-year, and 2.5 fixed rate on 15 years. If you're thinking of refinancing or purchasing a home, call them at 800-NEW-RATE or go to AmericanLoans.com. They also offer no-cost or zero-cost loans. You can reduce your payments. You can also consolidate other debts or mortgages. Before rates go up, lock in your rate at 3.25% for 30 years or 20 years and only 2.5%. That's 2.5% fixed for 15 years. Call 801-269-0900, 269-0900, or 800-NEW-RATE, 800-NEW-RATE, or go to AmericanLoans.com.
Summer is here, and that means travel season is officially underway. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. Are you on oxygen and tired of being tied down to your concentrator? Sick of waiting around for tank deliveries? Well, right now we're having an amazing deal on our Simply Go mini portable oxygen concentrator. Now 25% off retail price. This reliable concentrator is all about convenience. It weighs under 5 pounds, which means you can take it anywhere while you're out and about this summer. You can also make your next vacation worry-free, since you can take your Simply Go mini with you on an airplane. We're also offering great discounts on other items to help you enjoy the outdoors, including a four-wheeled scooter and a vehicle lift to transport your scooter. Come visit one of our showrooms for more details and other summer sizzling deals. To find the location nearest you, visit us at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
That's alpinehomemedical.com.
KSL just added more news and opinion to your day. The all-new J-Mac News Show.
The most liked candidate nationally is out. He is out.
Now starting at 12:30 on KSL News Radio.
We are ready to talk football again. Yeah, Cougar football. It's BYU Media Day coming up tomorrow. Got a brand new coach, got questions about quarterbacks. Join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Revelle with Alex Carey. And Dave Noriega begins at 12:35 tomorrow on KSL.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. Utah Senator Mike Lee will face an election challenge in November from a Democratic candidate like none that he's ever faced before.
Senator Lee comes to voters as the entrenched Republican incumbent in a red state, but his challenger won't be the moderate centrist kind of Democrat often seen here. Misty Snow became the first transgender U.S. Senate candidate for a major party with her primary win yesterday.
On issue after issue, I'm very similar to Bernie Sanders, and I think, honestly, that might be really why I won the primary.
Snow tells KSL's Doug Wright she believes her placement on the ballot could actually help other Democratic candidates as well.
I think there is an opportunity if you nominate someone that Democrats want to turn out for.
Snow's primary win has drawn national media attention, but she credits Salt Lake County as a progressive place supportive of the LGBT community. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
Missouri Republican gubernatorial candidate Eric Greitens is selling so-called ISIS hunting permits to raise money. They're actually bumper stickers with the words ISIS hunting permit 2016 on them, as well as an expiration date of when we defeat this evil. The campaign is selling them for a $10 donation.
KSL News Time, 5:39. Let's get an update of your drive home with Ricky Meese.
If you're headed southbound on I-15, you still have slowdowns in place from downtown to Bangor Highway and Draper. In fact, it's still about a 25-minute KSL travel time, give or take, to get from the south interchange to Lehigh. We also still have some slowing westbound on the 21st South Freeway between I-15 and the West Belt. And again, at 5600 West southbound, I-215's West Belt still seeing slow speeds between I-80 and 4700 South. Dave Meekum.
Some slowing on the south southbound on I-215 on the west side right now. It's going to run between I-80 and down to about the 21st South Freeway and beyond 21st South. It'll start to improve there a little bit. Eastbound I-80 also running heavy right now between I-15 up through, the worst of it's about through 7th East, but look at some of those delays even close or beyond 7th East, closer to 13th East. Heading southbound, coming down off the south side of the point, you get the delays at SR-92 as you approach the ramps there, and then it's going to be pretty slow for you from there all the way down past 2100 North and 1500 North in Lehigh. By the time you get to Lehigh Main Street, you'll be out of that heavy traffic, but you do have delays northbound on I-15 between American Fork Main Street and Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
The issue northbound I-15 has been the KSL travel times that have almost peaked at 30 minutes. Traveling Salt Lake City to Farmington, worst of the delays, South Salt Lake to the North Interchange, spotty delays at Parrish Lane, and then between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall, another slow stretch in Davis County. Highway 89 northbound is slow as well. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, we're dropping into the low 90s for temperatures, but we have some scattered thunderstorm activity. Here's Kevin Eubank.
We've seen partly cloudy skies for most of the day. A few isolated thunderstorms are popping up across parts of central, eastern, and western Utah. Tonight, look for about a 20% chance of some of those storms making it to the valleys. 71 for an overnight low, 92 partly cloudy with some stray thunderstorms on both Thursday and Friday. Low 90s and partly cloudy skies right on through the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake, we've got mostly sunny skies and 96 degrees.
Well, low lake levels are causing problems at Utah Lake. We'll go in depth on that subject coming up at 5:45.
You want to stay with us for this on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Welcome to Tom and Tim's Total Tire Shop. Can I help you?
We're going on a vacation.
Okie dokie.
Can you help me?
I'd love to pack your bag.
I don't want to get stranded. What?
Well, let's go take a look. Well, first we need an A.
And what do you do with that?
Crack it on your hood. Tells you everything you want to know.
Nuh-uh, really?
Uh-huh.
You can't tell how my car works with an A.
Why take your vehicle to Tunex? Since 1974, Tunex Complete Car Care has specialized in automotive performance, and they know what makes your vehicles run at peak performance.
Hey, have you seen the new Tom and Tim Scratch and Sniff Roadmap?
What?
Smells just like asphalt.
With the health check from Tunex, they'll check your starting and charging system, belts, wiper blades, and more. All at the Tunex state-of-the-art digital automotive center.
How about a Tom and Tim's bottomless cup holder?
I'm going to Tunex.
From Ogden to St. George, visit Tunex.com for the service center nearest you. Tunex.
Do you suffer from the pain or the embarrassment of varicose veins? Do you cover up your legs with long pants, even in the heat of summer? Isn't it time to improve your quality of life to enjoy your favorite activities with less leg discomfort? If you have leg pain, aching or cramping, leg or ankle swelling, restless legs, a heavy feeling, or fatigued legs, you're invited to attend a free varicose vein screening on Thursday, July 7th at Vein Institute of Utah. Vein Institute of Utah, the Center for Excellence. And most procedures may be covered by insurance or ask about their interest-free payment plans. Call 877-FIX-VEIN for your free Vein Institute of Utah screening Thursday, July 7th at 909 East, 9400 South in Sandy. Call 877-FIX-VEIN. That's 877-FIX-VEIN for your free Vein Institute of Utah screening on Thursday, July 7th. Or visit UtahVeins.com. That's UtahVeins.com.
The 2017s are arriving, and so Access RV has moved up its year-end clearance sale. Get an end-of-summer deal on every 2016 fifth wheel, travel trailer, toy hauler, and truck camper while you still have most of the summer to enjoy it. Buy a new 2016 Travel Light Razor truck camper for just $69.98 or a new Viking 16 FB travel trailer for just $10,999. or a Flagstaff 8528 fifth wheel for just $30,994, or a new Wolfpack front deck toy hauler that sleeps nine for just $22,986. Every 2016 model will be clearly marked with their lowest clearance price of the year. Trades are welcome, and they have competitive financing from over 35 lenders at Access RV, now at I-215 and Redwood Road in South Davis County. 2017s are arriving, and so Access RV has moved up its year-end clearance sale. Get an end-of-summer deal on every 2016 fifth wheel, travel trailer, toy hauler, and truck camper at Access RV.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Unified Police have managed to positively identify a set of human remains discovered by climbers in Little Cottonwood Canyon last summer. They belong to Corey Ellers, a hiker who disappeared in 2012.
Second, firefighters are working a new brush fire burning near Strawberry Reservoir. The Badger Fire has already covered about 35 acres, but crews expect to get their hands around it quickly.
Third is a look at traffic and weather.
Davis County drivers still seeing a slow drive northbound I-15, Farmington through Layton, and on northbound Highway 89 from the Highway 89 split through Kaysville. The 21st South Freeway seeing some slowdowns passing 5600 West, and on the other side of the valley, eastbound I-80, heavy and slow as you're transitioning to I-215's East Belt. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Above normal temperatures continue. Scattered clouds and thunderstorms out there. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now in Salt Lake, 96 degrees.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
President Obama celebrating friendly relations with the U.S.'s two closest neighbors. He met with Canada's premier and Mexico's president in Ottawa, the North American Leaders Summit. Addressing Canada's parliament, Mr. Obama praised U.S.-Canada relations.
In a world where too many borders are a source of conflict, our two countries are joined by the longest border of peace on earth.
He didn't name Donald Trump, but said demagogues in the past have exploited anti-immigrant sentiment born out of anger and fear, but said he doesn't worry about the U.S. following that path. The U.S. Senate has passed a financial rescue package for debt-stricken Puerto Rico and sent it to President Obama. Puerto Rico has a $2 billion debt service payment due on Friday. Istanbul's airport back in business a day after the attack that killed 42 people. Turkey says it's increasingly convinced Islamic State did it, even though there's been no claim of responsibility. A 20-year-old Briton accused of trying to grab a police officer's gun at a Donald Trump rally in Las Vegas this month has been indicted on federal charges that could put him behind bars for 30 years. Richard Cantu.
Time for the KSL in-depth. Earlier today, we told you about a warning from the Utah State Parks staff about low water levels on Utah Lake. It means boaters who become stranded by breakdowns or bad weather won't get much help from rescuers.
Utah Lake State Park Manager Jason Allen says the marinas are at risk of going high and dry.
We've been seeing it coming over the last couple of years. This year, Deer Creek and Jordanelle started very low. And so we knew that they were going to top them off first before we would really get any significant flow, and it just never really came up how we were hoping. We'll probably lose another foot or two. Right now, we've got around 3 or 4 feet inside the marinas, all of the marinas around the lake, and we'll probably end up with only a foot or two in them by the end of September.
Now, that means the boat's rescuers usually can't make it out into the open waters.
Parks and Recreation, for this lake, we have two Boston Whalers. 24-foot boat and 27-foot boat, and they draft too much water. We're not able to get in and out. We still have our mud buddy, our duck hunting boat, and we're able to get out, but it goes much slower. Can't really handle the high water, the high waves, big waves. And County Sheriff's Office is kind of in the same boat. They're down to their personal watercrafts, and they also have an airboat. Just a little bit slower response. We're still coming if anyone gets in trouble, but you might have to leave your boat behind if we have to pull you off the lake.
Allen says many boaters can still make it out of the marinas, but they need to be mindful of the water level.
Larger sailboats that have a fixed keel, like that sits 3 or 4 feet down, they're pushing a lot of mud to get in and out of the marinas. Your smaller ski boats, your Mastercraft, your El Nautiques, they can still get in and out just fine. Small fishing boats, not a problem. There's still plenty of water once you get outside of the marinas in the middle of the lake. It's just getting in and out.
The Utah Lake State Park Marina will probably be dredged next winter to help allow easier access.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Catch up to date with Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Heavy and slow southbound I-15 from about 9th South all the way down to 90th South. You get a break in the action before more slowdowns are waiting for you in Draper. from 123rd to Bangor, northbound I-15, heavy and slow in spots, Sandy, Midvale, and Murray. And we still have some delays lingering westbound on the 21st South Freeway at 5600 West, as well as southbound I-215's West Belt. That's easing, but still slow from about 9th South to 3500 South. Dave Mika?
Your delay is coming southbound I-215 on the west side. Looks like you're going to hit the worst of it about California Avenue. It'll be quite heavy between there and the 21st South Freeway. Get past the 21st South Freeway and it'll start to improve. Eastbound I-80, the delays, got some pretty good delays just on the transition ramps getting onto I-80 eastbound, and then delays in place up past 7th East. If you're heading over the point getting into Utah County, you've got delays there from the bottom of the point of the mountain. You're going to be in that jam up down past the SR-92 ramps. Looks like the worst of it may be, though, just past 2100 North right now. Between there, past 1500 North, and almost to Lehigh Main Street, but it'll start to improve there. Northbound delays still waiting for you approaching Lehigh Main Street and beyond Lehigh Main Street up to about 1500 North. Mark?
We still have delays, but they're not as bad. Northbound I-15 between 3300 South and the North Interchange, but there's still spotty delays. Davis County, looks like the delays are slightly tightening. Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall, Highway 89 overflowing into Fruit Heights. More delays going prior to SR-193. And then you have southbound delays forming in Clearfield, about 650 North. ARUP Blood Services needs you for the upcoming holidays. All blood types needed. Save a life and donate today for a free movie ticket July 5th. Visit utahblood.org. I'm Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The clouds have now moved in again. Let's get the latest on our KSL 7-day family forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Scott, Maria, plenty of clouds around Utah and some isolated thunderstorms popping in the afternoon, and that's going to be the story for the next couple of days. Highs in the north will be in the low 90s with overnight lows, kind of muggy, in the 70s with partly cloudy skies and some higher humidities. We will see partly cloudy skies in low 90s through the weekend, and then sunshine returns early part of next week, and we'll stay there with mid-90s right on through Tuesday, Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 96 degrees.
KSL News Time, 551.
You've probably got a nice vacation planned with the family, and you want to take along a credit card that's going to give back to you. That's why we want to tell you about the Power Travel Rewards Credit Card from Security Service Federal Credit Union.
Right. This is a card that you're going to want to use every single day on every single purchase to earn points. You're rewarded where you spend the most money. You earn three times the points on gas, travel, and restaurant purchases.
And you get a point for every dollar you spend on those other purchases. And there's no limit to the amount of points you can earn. The points never expire, and you can redeem them online for cash back, travel, and gift cards.
And there is no annual fee, and the interest rate is much lower than other reward credit cards, and it is so easy to apply. You can either apply online at ssfcu.org/powertravel, or you can visit any security service branch, and they will instantly issue the credit card.
And even if your credit score is high, you're likely to get a lower rate with security service than a big bank.
Membership eligibility required, subject to credit approval. Annual percentage rate based on credit worthiness. Visit a branch or ssfcu.org for details.
For every room in your home, every room in your home is flooring and design.
It's the Super Sizzlin' Summer Sale at all Ogden's flooring and design locations, and they're kicking it up a notch. In addition to great discounts on all carpets, laminates, wood, tile, and even granite countertops, they'll give you a free upgrade to half-inch, 8-pound pad with any carpet purchase. Plus, all carpet comes with Ogden's Lifetime Labor Warranty.
Hey, this is Steve Ogden. To celebrate our freedom, we'll give you 12 months free interest on your purchase OAC any day through July 9th, except July 4th when we'll be home celebrating with our families. For the best prices on your new flooring, it's our Super Summer Sizzling Sale. For the store nearest you, visit ogdensflooring.com.
Get a free upgrade to half-inch, 8-pound pad with any carpet purchase. Plus, all carpet comes with Ogden's Lifetime Labor Warranty. For the store nearest you, visit ogdensflooring.com.
For every room in your home, every room in your home, Ogden's Flooring and Design.
So you're expanding, building a new warehouse, I hear?
Yeah, we felt like the time was right, so I talked to my banker at Bank of American Fork, and they helped me get an SBA loan.
SBA loan?
Small business loan. They're for businesses like mine that are expanding or looking to grow. They even have programs for people starting a business. They provide reasonable interest rates, payment terms, and things like that. That's why I went to Bank of American Fork. They speak fluent SBA.
Really? They're that good?
Well, to me, the loan process is like this whole other language, but Bank of American Fork is a preferred SBA lender. They know their stuff. They helped me through the entire process and didn't get hung up on issues that other banks may have. So yeah, they speak fluent SBA, and I have a new warehouse.
Congratulations. Maybe I'll give Bank of American Fork a call.
Bank of American Fork is Utah's community bank leader, with 14 locations to serve you and online at bankaf.com. Visit us today and let us help you with your banking needs. Member FDIC.
Watching Utah's money well, many companies and banks are recovering from the impact of Brexit. Scotch and cigarettes are rolling in the dough. Goldman Sachs upgraded shares of the company that makes Johnny Walker Scotch, as well as the owner of Lucky Strike, Dunhill, and Pall Mall Cigarettes. Both firms are British, and analysts say their stocks could actually benefit from Brexit.
The Dow was up by 285 points, ending at 17,695. The NASDAQ up by 87, S&P 500 up by 35 points.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. And here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Imagine driving down the road and you get a flat tire. Your car's computer realizes it, and you suddenly get a message on your phone through Bluetooth telling you about a tire dealer who's offering a discount. Welcome to the future of car insurance. Insurers are trying to hitch a ride on your car's onboard computer systems, essentially turning your vehicle into a mobile marketing machine. And it's already happening. Some cars already have tech that communicates driving data to insurance companies, and if other companies can climb on board, think of the potential there. Maybe you just got a speeding ticket? Well, how about an instant text about a driving course? It's pretty advanced right now, but get ready for it. Now, if they could just find a way, a text could help you if you run out of gas. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Every July, the Utah Symphony begins their summer exchange program. They exchange sparkling chandeliers for twinkling stars. They exchange velvet seats for a sea of slopeside blankets. They exchange their four-story hall for a mountainside thousands of feet in elevation. But some things stay the same, like the impassioned performances you'll experience at the Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City, summer home of Utah Symphony, Utah Opera. This year's festival begins with a thrilling patriotic celebration as Broadway's Doug LeBrec performs your red, white, and blue favorites like God Bless America, Armed Forces Salute, and more. He'll also be dazzling the audience with Broadway's best, including Fascinating Rhythm, Bring Him Home, and much more, all performed live with the Utah Symphony on Friday, July 2nd. Join us and escape into the music. The Deer Valley Music Festival, July 2nd through August 9th in Park City. For tickets and a complete lineup, visit deervalleymusicfestival.org.
This portion of the news sponsored by the Utah Symphony's Patriotic Celebration, July 2nd in Park City, deervalleymusicfestival.org.
Did you know wearing a seatbelt can cut your risk of injury in a car crash by more than half? If you're unbuckled in a car crash, you increase the risk of injury to other passengers by 40%. Wearing a seatbelt is the single most effective way you can save your life in a car crash. Since the year 2000, seatbelts have saved over 1,700 lives in Utah. Buckle up on the road to zero fatalities, a goal we can all live with.
Hi, it's Brian and Amanda, and we want to tell you about KSL News Radio's new app, powered by the Utah Honda dealers.
It's the news you want, when you want it, all in one place. To get it, text the word APP to 57500 or search for it in the Apple and Android app stores.
Listen or watch KSL anytime you want. Get the top news when you want it. Get the latest traffic updates immediately. And listen to any KSL show live or on demand.
Get it now. Text the word APP to 57500. You're going to love it.
KSL News Time, 5:59, and let's get an update of your traffic and weather. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Southbound slowdowns continue on I-15 between the I-80 interchange all the way to Bangor Highway and Draper. Northbound I-15, still some slowing in Sandy. And speaking of Sandy, KSL traffic trooper Jeremy says construction delays northbound on 7th East. That's from 90th to 80th South. Dust, winds, and rain starting to kick into the valley. And if you're traveling westbound on the 21st South Freeway, delays continue at 5600 West. Dave Meekum.
We've got a pretty good thunder cell moving over central part of Utah County right now. Most of the rain is falling over the Provo-Orem area that we're watching, and that's causing some delays on I-15. Looks like they're concentrated between Provo Center Street and the Orem area looks like about, we'll call it University Parkway right now, but you're going to have pretty good delays in both directions there from that wind and rain, so watch out for that. The northern part of Utah County, not seeing the rain, but the traffic's much heavier coming down off the top of the point of the mountain all the way down through 2100 North and 1500 North. You're going to have delays there for southbounders, and northbound traffic is jammed up for you just past American Fork Main Street. Fairly heavy through Lehigh Main Street and up to about 1500 North before you start to see that improve. Mark?
If you're keeping track, KSL travel times now on the decline to 20 minutes, Salt Lake City to Farmington. So the stretch between South Salt Lake and the North Interchange is getting better. But it is still very heavy, basically between Parrish Lane and Layton Hills Mall in Davis County. Highway 89 delays continue. 215 at the north end looks better. Business owners tired of rising costs from Obamacare want to lower insurance premiums and offer a customized cost-reducing primary urgent care plan for your employees. Visit UtahSolution.com. Start saving money today. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, partly cloudy the rest of the evening. The overnight low should be in the low 70s. Partly cloudy afternoon thunderstorms tomorrow. High in the low 90s.